Hi, I'm Nick, a registered dietitian.
And I'm Han, a pre and postnatal personal trainer. And together we are the Honest Mummies.
We started this podcast as a way of connecting to other mums to let them know that they're not alone in the lifelong learning journey that is known as motherhood.
We really hope you enjoy listening to our honest and open accounts of our experiences. And don't forget to follow us on social media. I'm at Hannah Mummy Mills.
And I'm at Mummy Nutrition. Hi guys, and welcome back to the final episode of series one of the Honest Mummies podcast. Today, I am really excited about this conversation because it's not something that I don't think gets talked about a lot. We're going to be talking about the pressures of social media. So the pressures that social media can have on new mums or mums-to-be. And then the second half of the conversation, we're going to be focusing on the privacy of our children online and whether mums choose to post pictures of their babies with all their faces in full glory for thousands to see or not. So yeah, I cannot wait. I'm going to start by asking you, Hannah. Well, first of all, how are you?
I'm good. Are you okay?
Yes, Hannah.
I'm looking forward to this one too. I think it'll be a meaty one to discuss.
Me too. And I'm about to say, you're ready to burst, aren't you, baby-wise? Nearly.
Yes. I thought you meant information-wise then. Yeah. About a week and a half from my due date now. So we'll see when this goes out. Obviously, Bambino 2 will likely, very much likely be here.
Yeah. And okay, bet's in now. I think it's going to be a little girl.
Really?
Yeah.
I keep changing.
Do you? I can imagine you, with two little girls. But back to the podcast, Hannah, I want to ask, are there any particular parts of social media that you think can cause a lot of pressure for parents of our generation?
Yeah, I think the biggest one, or one of the biggest ones, is falling into that trap of comparison. Mm-hmm. Now, whether you're a new mum, whether you're a mum with a toddler, whether you're a mum with a child, like, you see other parents and what they're doing or how they're looking or what activities they've been up to with their little one. And it's very easy if you're having a lower day to get sucked into that or when you're scrolling.
Yeah. So,
I don't know if you find that, but I mean, I've definitely been there, and we all, I think we can all hold our hand up and say, if you haven't, then tell me your secrets. But yeah. I think most of us at a point have fallen into that. And it's a tricky one, isn't it? And it's usually when you're in a situation where you're like feeling overwhelmed or going through a really challenging phase with your little one. But yeah, it's fallen into that trap of comparison, isn't it? Do you get that, Nick? Have you done that?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think with social media, it's a love-hate relationship. So on one hand, I love the people that it connects me to. I love the inspiration because, for example, we would never have a Montessori shelf had it not been for Instagram. However, on the flip side, I sometimes get a bit sick of seeing like all these amazing kind of like Sunday shelfies in the Montessori world. And sometimes the amount of energy and effort that sometimes it's stay at home mums go to. And if you're not stay at home mum, I'm not stay at home mum, like I work, you sometimes don't have the time or the energy to do certain things. And also I think a really good example is that I often get so jealous when I see you and Orbs doing crafts, whereas Henry is just not like that. He like eats the pen. Like my house turns into an absolute shit hole, so we very rarely do paint. And also he does painting and crafts at nursery, so I kind of think I'm just gonna leave that.
Do you know what I mean? I saw actually in your stories, which was really refreshing the other day, which made me smile, rightly or wrongly, but when he drawn on the wall. Now, we haven't gone there yet. I'm sure our time will come. But it's refreshing as well to see, and we'll come on to that, like the Instagram expectations and reality. But I think it's refreshing to see people on Instagram sharing all of that.
Yeah, I think we need more of that because Instagram like is a highlight reel. What you see is with rose-tinted glasses. It's very filtered. You don't see what's outside the picture. It's just a snapshot. And I think something that particularly got me is almost like parents that go mega OTT on their little ones' birthdays. And I know that you've got something to add to this, but when I'm seeing all these kind of like balloon arches and this, that, and the other, now I have to admit that my toddler's birthday, second birthday, looked glamorous because we had this helium balloon thing, but it was because my neighbor had brought it round as a surprise the night before. So that was the only reason why we had helium balloons. But yeah, what do you think about that? Pressure for birthdays, balloons, gifts, presents?
Yeah, well, I think, like, we spoke about this very briefly, and I think what I would say people need to remember whilst looking at social media is that that person's job. So sometimes it might actually be like a professional photo shoot almost. And then the danger then is that you're comparing your birthday, to little one's birthday, to that, which obviously is, it's not real life because it is happening, but you know what I mean, it's a highlight, it's a staged highlight snapshot, like you said. Now, on the balloon arch, I've got to hold my hand out that I did get an Aldi special balloon arch for the first birthday.
Well done, honey.
I know, but it was like, oh, it was less than 10 quid and I was like, I'm doing it. But yeah. Anyway,
but that's the thing, do you know what? Like, you do you. What I think the message is that whenever you see these fun things, just take away what you want from it. Like, a clear example is that Hannah did an amazing IKEA DIY kitchen, like spray painted all the handles. It looked incredible. I was so envious. However, I went to George Asda and bought one already painted for £35. But we're both equally as happy. So I think...
And what's more important there is that the little ones...
Yes.
Like... That is, that's actually a really good point you've kind of raised there, Nick, because it brings me on to the fact that that situation there, that example, is for the parent, as in, yeah. I was really excited to make that kitchen, like, not because I thought she'd like it any more than, say, for instance, the George Asda one that you bought,
yeah,
but because I enjoy doing it. Yeah. Uh-huh. So I think that's also what needs to be remembered when you're looking at things like that. But if anyone is up for an arts and crafts type of DIY job, honestly, it's so good.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, like, you do you. You should put your energy into where you want. So, for example, one of the most favourite things for me and Henry to do is just to go out on our bikes or on our scooters. He's just not someone who will sit down and do crafts. He'll do a little bit of crafts, but he is more into his cars. And it maybe that's a boy and girl thing.
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak from experience on that one. But, yeah, like you say, you do you. And it's just... not adding pressure. There's enough pressures for parents out there. We have enough on our plates without getting external pressures. And what I find helps, I don't know about you, Nick, but it's following people who you relate to personally, and don't be afraid to unfollow people that aren't serving you. And what I mean by that is, if someone's negatively impacting you when you're looking at their story or photographs or whatever it may be, then don't be afraid to unfollow or mute that person for that certain time, and just focus on you, do things that make you happy, and take the positives from it and not be sucked in by any negatives.
Yeah, 100%. And I think this is something that I am really conscious of now, in that, in showing both sides. So, for example, I do a lot of Instagram posts that are kind of like Instagram versus reality. And they go down so well because it's not common, it's not the norm on Instagram to show the real nitty gritty. There are some great accounts that are doing it, but the majority of accounts are all like these pretty posed, perfect family photographs. But
which are beautiful to look at though, aren't they?
They are, but it's not reality like 99% of the time. And it's like, yeah. I remember I did an Instagram post to help combat this whole kind of like buying a million and one presents for your little one. I discovered the Montessori gift guide, where it says, buy your little one a want, a need, a wear, a read, and a surprise. And it's kind of like five gifts, and like, yeah, like we went a little bit over that, but that helped me because Henry was born in November. I bought so many presents, and all I did was divide them up into birthday and Christmas. So yeah it's just about reining it in.
Yeah, and that's a good one for, I'd imagine, for children who have birthdays nearer to Christmas. Obviously, we're a summer baby, so we're very different to that. Another thing I know you did more recently was having like a digital detox and time away from social media. Is that something that you've done, found helpful?
Yeah. So I took my first ever week off social media. I think I've only taken like 48 hours off before. It was really good. It helped me with my presence. I do need to get better at like not going on my phone on a night and things like first thing in the morning and around Henry. But I think definitely taking a social media detox, especially when you're on holiday, just to reevaluate what it is. You know, it serves a purpose for education. It might be a source of inspiration and support, but it's not your reality. Like, your reality is the here and now. So social media should add to your reality rather than take away from it.
Yeah, that's amazing advice. And actually, I know you've mentioned holidays there, which kind of leads us on to the privacy of children online. So in terms of tagging, that's what reminded me of that. But have you got anything else before we move on, actually, Nick, that you want to add about the pressures of social media?
Just that expectation is not always what you expect. So I kept on seeing all these amazing pumpkin picking posts, and then I went pumpkin picking and I did a whole post on it, like a mini rant. I was like, you do not need to go pumpkin picking. It's not what you think it might be. The field where I went, it was just like pumpkins placed randomly. They weren't even...
Oh my goodness. Yours, to be fair, when I saw yours, I thought yours, this is making me laugh, because when we went pumpkin picking for the first time, and to be honest, it probably was social media that gave me the nudge to do it. I didn't feel the pressure to do it. I was like, oh, it's something to do on a Sunday. So I booked like this pumpkin picking place, because obviously at the moment you had to book everything. And then we rocked up. I mean, truth be told, I obviously was pregnant whilst travelling. I threw up in the back seat on the way to the pumpkin picking, wet myself in the back seat.
Oh.
And then I got there with wet leggings and luckily a long coat. And then we got here to this field and it was literally like a mud bath with pumpkins in. And don't get me wrong, it was all right for like 10, 15 minutes. And I sent my other half to go and pay. And you got your ticket redeemed against the price of the pumpkin or whatever it was. And we were at the wrong one.
No! No, I didn't know that.
Oh my goodness, it was so funny. So we ended up paying like double price for this pumpkin picking session, where I was like walking around with soggy knickers. It was just not the one. Oh, I did actually post very honestly the picture of myself in the field. Well, you wouldn't be able to tell I'd wet myself, but I did own up to that. But that's the type of thing is good to see, I think, personally, to share. I don't share that because I want people to feel sorry for me in that situation. It's just funny, isn't it, when you see other mums like ourselves keeping it real online.
Exactly. And like, that's just an example where me and you use social media for inspiration. However, we then wanted to share that. Do you know what? If you don't go pumpkin picking, you are not missing out. Like, when I was little, I never went pumpkin picking. My mum actually hated Halloween. She said it was like begging, so we didn't really go, not until I was older. And do you know what? I had an amazing childhood. So you do you. You do whatever your family wants.
Totally.
Yeah, I will stop ranting and start moving on to kind of like...
No, I'm glad we went back on that one. I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because I'd forgotten about that. But yeah, second half of the conversation, we actually discussed this topic. I remember having this discussion, didn't we, when we were filming in my garden. And many years ago, when we were both pregnant at the time with our firstborns and yet to deliver. So it's quite an interesting one we've spoken about on and off for a while. But... of course, there are so many pictures out there on social media that you see of families, of people's children. You know their names, you know when they're born, all that. So there's many parents who post stories and photographs and videos of their little ones on social media, and we are included in that. Because you're proud of the family, it's a great way for people to stay connected with their relatives and friends. So whether you're doing it as a job or you're simply sharing it to share with your relatives and friends, this applies for everyone, I think. But yeah, social media is great, isn't it? Like we've said, to get advice, to feel less lonely, and parenting can be challenging. So as parents ourselves, we understand the desire to want to share the cute picture that you've just taken of your little one in the bath or eating their chocolate cake with it all around their face. But I suppose the big question is that we're hoping to discuss today is like, how much sharing is too much, and can sharing on social media put children in danger? Which sounds an epic question, but I think it's a really important one for us to all to be aware of in this day and age.
Yeah, and basically, because what we do now can have implications for the future. Out of interest, Hannah, so what did I say? Do you remember what I said in the garden and what you said our plans were before they were born?
We were both like, we're not showing their faces.
Right. So shall I explain what happened with us?
Yeah, definitely.
So before Henry was born, I was like, I'm not going to show his face on social media. And then I must have had a change of heart, can't quite remember. But I then decided, yeah, so he was going online. However, in May 2020, so when he was about 18 months old, I tagged us in social media that we were on a walk. And I don't know if it was coincidence or if it was related, but we then had our first ever break-in and our entire house and home was trashed. Like every drawer was unturned. They stole my MacBook with all my work on it. Some work was lost forever. They stole my husband's like Xbox or PS station, whatever it is. They stole jewelry. They stole thousands of pounds worth of stuff. They damaged things and it was horrendous. And since then, it's kind of made me think that I need to be a bit more careful. So I've made a few changes since then. The first is that I never post in real time or almost never in real time. I take pictures throughout the day and then I upload them in bursts. And especially kind of like if I'm out or if I'm on holiday, I won't post. We also made the decision that I thought, well, if someone can do this to our home, if someone had a vendetta against me or someone took a liking to Henry's face online, it doesn't take a genius to work out like where he could be and what he looks like. So we then decided, yeah, to not put his full on face on social media. And to be honest, he's changed so much now that he doesn't really look like a baby. So now that he's looking like a little boy, we don't put his face online, but I still show him kind of from the side and the back. But yeah, so that was a big wake up call for us. And the other thing is that I'm thinking that what about a future employer for Henry? If he Googles his name, what comes up? So I then made a conscious effort. I had to backdate all blog posts, took out his full name and I just put the word H. So of course, if you Google my last name, like I'll come up, but yeah, I just didn't want to jeopardize his future or jeopardize his security. Like if anything happened to Henry right now, like I wouldn't want it to be because of me, which is such a morbid and awful topic, but you get what I mean.
No, I know, but it is and it isn't, because it's, I think it's really good that we are having this conversation today, because by talking about it is how we all learn about it and make our own informed decision of what feels right for us and our child. Yeah. And for you, that was a massive wake-up call for you guys personally and what you wanted to do. Like, there's lots of different reasons why we chose not to show her face online. Now, that has been an odd picture that I have done. Like you, I think as when they're a baby, they change so much, don't they? So she doesn't look anything like she did as a baby. But now she's a toddler, I'm a lot more hyper-aware about it. Because this hasn't happened to me personally, but a friend I know who has a following online, and sure, it doesn't mean you have to have a following online for this to be your situation, but somebody came to the park and who followed her online and very, very innocently like bumped into her and acknowledged the child with the child's name. Now that's a stranger that knows information. I suppose it's a little bit about going into like the realms of digital kidnapping and like identity theft. So whether that's as simple as a birth announcement that you see on Facebook, and there's so many, isn't there, like lots of families turn to that, and that's great. And I suppose you've got to manage your privacy settings. So if you've managed that and you feel happy and comfortable with that, then that's fine. But we just need to all be aware of it, I think, because it can fall into the wrong hands.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting what celebrities do. So I know that Katie Piper and Melanie Murphy, who's really big on Instagram, so they've both decided they don't put their baby's full names online, they don't put their faces online, whereas others obviously do. And I think I have massive respect for both parties.
It's hard, isn't it? I mean, it sounds ridiculous saying that out loud, but you're so proud of them, aren't you? So yeah. And you take the most adorable pictures and then you want to share them with the world, don't you? Like, you're so proud of what they've achieved. Yeah. Or what they've drawn, or you know what I mean, like that moment when they first took their first step. So it is a funny thing now, because social media is such a normal part of our lives. I suppose in the way we're preparing our child for living in a digital age, because this is the world they're going to grow up with.
And I mean, do you know that thing, like Steve Jobs and like all the big techie people, they don't allow their kids on social media and their kids don't have iPads. And I think it's something to do with like how social media makes you feel and the rates of depression, also suicide, things like that, like really morbid stuff. I need to finish watching that social media program on Netflix. I've forgotten what it's called now. If I remember the name, I'll put it in the show notes. Yeah, put in the show notes. But yeah, so I just found that really interesting. So I'm going to try and keep Henry off social media. But obviously, then you don't want them to be the odd one out in school. So I think it has to come from the parents, and we have to teach them about social media responsibly and teach our kids how to live in the offline and online world when it's appropriate.
And it is going to be forever changing. So it's hard for us now as parents of toddlers. We can kind of only comment on the present day in terms of what we're going to do at the moment. So in a few years' time, or 3, 4, 5 years' time, it might be a conversation you have with your child about how they feel about being on your social media. Because I'm not saying that their decision is final. You, of course, are the parent. But it can lead to like bullying in the future, or like if those photographs are shared in the wrong way. But it's tricky, isn't it? Because then I absolutely adore following other mums on social media and seeing their whole life. And I kind of sometimes have a bit of like, oh, I wish I could post that, because of course I could post that, it's up to me. But yeah, you know what I mean? I enjoy seeing like other people's a day in a life of.
Yeah, I think it's also, though, it's down to, you know, a partner, husband, the dad, if you're the mum, it's up to them as well. And Oliver, after our break-in, so Oliver's my husband, he felt very strongly, and like I agreed, but Oliver is so protective of Henry. And so, yeah, I think that's it. You just have to honour your partner or dad's.
Yeah, it's a joint decision, isn't it? It's a parent decision. It's a joint decision.
Yeah, so I think it applies to any public social media account. So, I mean, I've got a private social media account and I put anything and everything on there. Whereas I think on my public one, my nutrition account, I try to keep it really educational. I might put like kind of like funny posts, but I wouldn't want to put static posts that are too embarrassing. You know, like I would never put a picture of him maybe on the potty, because that could come back to bite him.
I just don't know. I mean, they're adorable, isn't it, when they're all bubbly bath pictures, but it's like, is that okay? Is that too much to be sharing? Not sure.
Yeah, because I put a picture of Henry up sleeping the other day, talking about toddler pillows and beds. And even then I thought, that might be too much. And I think I'm fully... like, I'm going to tell Henry, like, obviously, when he's of age, like, about my social media account. And if he doesn't want to be on it anymore, then that's fine. I know that there's quite a big Instagrammer who creates, like, really creative images. And she said that now her daughter was turning something like 15, 16, she didn't want to be on them anymore. So she's actually come off, and now it's just her younger daughter. So, or Henry might turn around when he's 10 and say, no, mummy, I want to be on your social media account. I'll be like, okay.
You're like, mute, step aside, mummy nutrition. This is going to be Henry's channel.
Yeah, this is Henry Nutrition's new account.
But I think the other thing actually we haven't mentioned, which I think we've both spoken about before, is when they do go to school, something I'll be conscious about is not showing the school emblem on the jumper, because I think that is a very, very important thing in terms of it links to location without you even tagging it.
Oh yeah, 100%. And I think so, I've got this with Henry's nursery at the moment, and like mums who live near me, I get a lot of DMs asking which nursery he goes to, because we love his nursery now, but I can't say, and it is probably fine. And actually the nursery, oh, I tell you what they did the other day. I went onto their website because I wanted to find out how much the fees were. And I went on their recommendations, and my full name was on this recommendation. And I emailed them saying like, please don't put my full name on your website, because, you know, like privacy is really important to me. And yeah, it's that fine line. Like, I really want to help as many mums as possible with my social media account, but also, and do you know what? 99.9% of my followers are amazing, but there's always might be that one person who is a troll and is nasty. And I don't want that troll to come after me or my family, which sounds awful, but these weirdos do exist.
Well, I think it's really good that you're aware of that, to be honest, so you can make your own informed decision of what to share and what feels right for you. But we'd be really interested to know, anyone listening, do you share your child's face online? Like, what do you feel comfortable with sharing? What is too much, do you think? Do contact us on social media and let us know and get involved in the conversation, because I think this is something that we can definitely explore further.
Yeah, I would love to know what people think. So yeah, I mean, do you have anything else to add before we finish on a positive note?
I know. Well, I just think in general, social media is incredible. We wouldn't have the opportunity. We wouldn't have met Nick. We wouldn't have started doing the Honest Mummies podcast. So there's so many positives that can come from social media. So I don't want today's episode for us to have like stripped it away and just spoken about negatives. Throughout the series, we spoke about the impact it can have in connecting mums and helping one another at the end of the day, so we feel less alone. But yeah, I think it's just, it's been a really good episode. I've loved this chat.
Yeah, me too. And do you know what? It's like all opinions welcome, and I have respect for mums no matter what they decide to do. I just want mums to make an informed decision and also show that you can have a public social media account about a baby and a toddler and not share everything. So yeah, what do you want to finish off this series with? Like, what message do you want to give to new mums?
I'd say thank you for listening. I think we really hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed creating it. And hopefully there'll be a series 2 in the pipeline. We shall see. But you've got words of wisdom, as always, Nick.
Well, I was going to say quite a lot, but I won't. I just want to say motherhood, for me at least, has been an absolute roller coaster, like filled with highs and lows and relentless sleepless nights and doubting myself. But do you know what? Like, it is 110% worth it. My little toddler means everything. I love watching him grow up, and motherhood does get easier. And just to say, whatever you're doing your best and keep at it. And hopefully me and Hannah will be there for you in series 2 with loads of experts sharing loads of honest tips and advice.
Absolutely. And you do you. That could be our little motto as well. I love that quote.
Yes, you do you. Yep. Yeah, take care, guys. And we'll catch you in the next one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Honest Mummies.
Don't forget to tag us using @HannahMummyMills and @MummyNutrition and use the hashtag #TheHonestMummies to get involved in the conversation. We really would love to hear from you.
And finally, please remember to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you like to tune in from. Bye for now.